News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Jess Kelly, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. But apparently, my phone, I need to do something about all the thousands of photos and videos on my phone. Tell me more.
You know that I love saving you guys money. This is like my mission. Every other week we just talk about other stories, but when I find something that could save you money, I get very excited. And it's something that I don't think many people will have thought about. If you are the kind of person that takes photographs of your morning coffee, of your lovely work colleagues, of the trees outside that look lovely, and they're all just sitting on your phone, not only is it bad for your phone, it's slowing your phone down, which then may prompt you to buy a new phone, but it will also cost you more in terms of cloud storage. So depending on whether you have a Google, an Android phone or an Apple phone, if you are someone who's got thousands of photos, chances are you've been met with this thing of your storage is full, please free up space, or please pay for cloud storage and sign up.
Guilty as charged, Your Honour.
On both counts or just the one? Did you get suckered in? Yeah, okay. So this is what's happening now is these companies are trying to get you to sign up to cloud subscriptions because it's a monthly fee that comes into their pockets and they are happy out. It does give you extra storage. But I would say if we were to sit down between now and tomorrow morning show, we would find thousands of photographs that you don't need to have.
Oh, all those photographs of, you know, shoes I saw in a shop. I mean, they're really useful.
Yeah, I would say they're vital to have and they're definitely worth paying a tenner a month to store in the cloud. So what I would say is spend a bit of time and go through. If you have, so I'm a devil for taking screenshots. If I see something online I want to remember it, I'll screenshot it.
I do the same.
I have thousands. I have 6,000 screenshots sitting on my phone, which is bananas.
How, I mean, deleting that, is that a really laborious task?
No, it's very easy to do. All the phones now have them. If you go into the Photos app that comes native on your phone, if you go into whether it's screenshots, whether it's videos, whether it's GIFs, whether it's memes, go in and just do a quick scan through. You can long press on photos and then drag through the line of photographs, or you can hit the little circle in the top right corner and hit select all. If you accidentally delete something, you've 30 days to go and find it. It doesn't get automatically deleted forever and ever more, but just by doing that simple thing of deleting, it'll save you, as I said, space, your phone will run better and it'll save you money. The other top tip I have for you is if you're in WhatsApp group chats, you know, where everyone is hilarious and they send memes and GIFs to express every thought, go in to the WhatsApp app, go to storage, and within the settings, go to storage, and then you will see the chats that use the most amount of data. You will see the things that have been forwarded many times. You will see the things that are GIFs. All of that uses up a huge amount of data. So delete them and save yourself some space.
Jess, can I ask one question? Is there any benefit to those apps that do this for you that will clean your phone? Do you know the ones I'm talking about?
Yeah, I haven't found one that is as good as the technology that's inside both Android and Apple phones.
Just
now.
Just doing it
so
yourself.
Go in. If you are an Android phone user, use Google Photos. Go in. If you tap on your profile picture in the top right-hand corner and go down to free up space on device, what it'll do is get everything off your phone into the cloud. It also has fantastic AI built in, so you can put in duplicate shots. So if I have three of the same photograph of you, it'll pick the best one and get rid of the other two. It takes a bit of time. So like, it was a rainy Saturday here in Dublin. I sat down for a little while and I did this on Saturday. Absolutely smug out of my head with myself. It was great. Saved me money, saved me space.
I was wondering why you were looking so pleased when you came in this morning.
I'm just glowing with smugness. Definitely do it.
Give me the WhatsApp thing again.
Okay,
what you
so
do?
Go into your settings on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And then if you go to chats.
Yeah.
And then if you go to storage and then in, or sorry, storage and data, then what you'll see is you'll see manage storage, and you can see here. So my sister Yasmin has sent me 4.3 gigs of photographs. My dad has sent me 2.2. So you can go in, you can see the chats that send you the most. So again, the steps are go to your settings in WhatsApp, go to storage and data, manage storage, and then you'll see it from there. You can go in, you can get rid of the big files, you can get rid of
it's
the memes,
all those
the
videos
junk.
And things, Shane, that people send you. You know, the hilarious ones.
Memes, they're called, Ciara.
GIFs, I've heard of.
Oh, is it too GIF? Cringe for me now. I have to go. I didn't cringe yet,
we're
but there we go.
I'm just trying to get rid of you. We know this stuff already. we're just being cool.
Jess Kelly. Thank you indeed for that, Jess.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.